I've been talking about musicians for the last part of the podcast episodes, and it's mostly been musicians that, at first, groups of musicians that I really love. The second episode was a musician group that formed as a result of the previous one breaking up. This third one, on the other hand, well, I don't know how to explain it. I'm not going to talk about the group in particular. Just the fact that I went to a concert of a musician that I don't listen to. Like, let me put it this way. The first time I listened to any song by this person, I was at the concert. This is Omar Apollo. If you guys didn't know, he had a recent tour. Omar Apollo did an episode, what am I saying? He did a concert, God Said No tour, and we were there for the LA one, in Hollywood. I didn't pay too much for tickets, I'm not going to lie. It wasn't too bad, though. Like, I'm not going to lie, that was a really good show. And I don't even listen to the genre of music that he makes, but I still liked it. I want to talk about it, though, because honestly, it did change my perspective on stuff. Anyway. I've honestly had the most eventful 2 weeks of my life. Nah, not really. Not really of my life, but they've been really eventful 2 weeks. With my job, every other month, every month and a half, basically, I have weekends off. And it's a rotating schedule, so it's nice. And on those weekends, we try to do a lot of really fun stuff. So if you guys have noticed that the YouTube channel gets maybe one slew of episodes a month, that's where it comes from, where it's like, we'll do stuff on the weekend when I have weekends, and that'll be the thing for the week or for the month or for the second month, you know? I try to do everything I can on those weekends because I'm not alone. When I have the weekdays off, that's when I try to do stuff like, you know, schedule doctor's appointments, get new glasses, for example. I really need new ones, I'm just saying. I did happen to fix up my old ones. I found out an issue that was kind of embarrassing. The plastic was scuffed. That's it. That's literally all that was the problem. I had to lower the volume or something, my bad. Anyway, let's talk about Omar Apollo, because the God Said No tour was actually quite good. We actually went for Malcolm Todd, who was the opener. And that's all he was, actually. Really good. Really good artist all the way around. In fact, I was actually quite surprised to hear that the main guy, the founder of Brockhampton, was there as well. And he did a few songs. And I was fucking hyped. Because I used to listen to Brockhampton. Not a lot, mind you, but I knew of them, you know? Like, I heard a few songs and I thought, oh shit, this is good. It's just, when it comes to pop culture, I'm not the most well-versed. Obviously, you guys know that. Because these are more modern-day musicians, and they've been getting more famous recently, really. Omar Apollo himself, I've noticed that, has only just gotten, you know, his name out there. And I'm glad to say that we were one of the first people, you know, to see his big fucking tours now. Which is, it's kind of cool. However, Malcolm Todd knocked it out of the park. I mean, the man came on stage, started playing immediately, by the way. Didn't introduce himself, didn't do none of that bullshit. Just went right for it, and I was having a blast. I was like, damn, he's pretty good. And the beautiful part of it, for me, right? I know a lot of you aren't really going to go to the show, because it's nearing the end. But we were all caught off guard when Malcolm Todd started playing the iCarly intro. It was really, like, he was, like, we all started singing along. It was funny. Keep in mind, I've never watched iCarly. I just know the intro is a meme, right? And that's where I heard it from. So I thought that was kind of funny. Damn, that's cool. I like that. Oh, I have a thing to mention about my art pieces. Another piece has sold, and I'm excited about that. So I'm deciding right now to print some prints from my best art pieces. It's just, that's definitely going to take a while. I'm not going to lie, okay? I've been recommended stuff by other artists, like, I can't think of a name right now. There's been a few artists that recommend doing a limited number of prints, and selling those. And the thing is, they have to be really good, high quality scans of the canvas so that you can print them. Luckily, I have the scanner now. And honestly, it's been going great. It's just, I don't know what it is lately where I've been learning color theory, and I'm going to be totally honest, I've been way off on some stuff. Like, there's a canvas that I started and I just quit on. There's a canvas that I started and I just quit on it because I fucked up the colors. Orange and green don't really go together, at least the way I mix them. And I'm learning more and more as I progress. Anyway, back to the concert. Omar Apollo has the most interesting visuals I've ever seen for a live performance. There was a lot of flashing lights, granted, but there was a lot of wind. I don't know how you do that. Like, a lot of moving air. It's very hard to explain, but the ending for me was the most beautiful ending I've ever seen, where there was like a vacuum shooting air straight up, and he had a ball of, I don't know what it was. It was massive though, right? And as it just slowly crescendoed to the end, he let go of the thing and all of the lights went off. And it just, that was fucking cool. However, I'm not going to lie. We did this thing, right? Where I know how musicians work. And as soon as I saw the lights go dark and everyone started clapping, they're all going insane, by the way. It's a fucking huge crowd. Like 17,000 people were there. And everyone's going nuts. And my first thought is, we're out of here. As we were leaving the venue, all we hear is, you guys want another one, motherfuckers? And everyone starts going insane. But at this point, we're leaving to the concession stands because I know one thing. We went for my little brother because he likes Malcolm Todd. But now he's a fan of Omar Apollo as well. By the way, I have some of his songs on my playlist. I'm not going to lie. I do listen to him now. And it's just better live, to be honest. I'm not going to lie. I hate to sound like that guy, you know? But he genuinely does sound much better live. Like, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. Omar Apollo is significantly better live. If you hear his music on Spotify, it just doesn't do it justice. When I heard it live, I was, like, actually vibing to the song, too. Because I'm like, motherfucker's right there dancing and singing. And I'm over here just a few hundred feet away just enjoying it, you know? But when you're hearing it on Spotify, it's like, yeah, it's pre-recorded and all this and that. But I don't know. It hits different life. Oh my God, isn't that guy. I don't want to describe the state I'm in right now. I didn't go to the gym earlier because I need to recover. I'm kind of tired and I have not had enough protein. Yay. Let this be a lesson to everyone. It's just as important to recover as it is to work out. And also eat like a lot of meat and vegetables. I had a shit ton of meat and vegetables today. That's all I've been eating. Trying to recover all my shit. Mostly my muscles in my fucking left arm. I may have gone too far. And also my pecs. And also my stomach. And also my legs. Omar Apollo fucking rocks, by the way. That was a really cool concert. I loved it. Every second of it. I would go as far to say that I'm not going to say I'm a huge fan, right? But I have more respect for the artist. Again, this is not a genre that I listen to that much. It's very pop, you know? It's very, it's very pop, that's it. But I like it now, you know? Omar Apollo himself was pretty cool. And, yeah, I fuck with it. I'm not gonna lie. Would I recommend everyone go to a concert of his? At least once, so you guys know what I'm talking about. Because for a concert to have me change my perspective from, I don't like this genre of music at all, to, okay, I see where the hype is. You know, that's different. I have a song of his that I fucking love now. Absolutely banger. Nailed it out of the park. Look, I'm gonna fucking not play it right now. It's definitely copyrighted. But the song is Less of You. That song I fuck with heavy. When I heard the heavy bass and the synth in his voice when he was singing and dancing in person, it's just like, I got chills. No other song of his live or recorded did that to me, but that one specific song, I loved it. Yes, I got footage of it. It is going to be in one of the upcoming YouTube videos. I actually have two massive videos that I'm working on right now. It is going to take a while, and I do apologize. Also, I learned my lesson. There's no point in recording in 4K because it takes forever to upload. It takes up a shit ton of space. It takes literal days to upload, and only all for it to be fucking copyright striked and not shown to anybody. By the way, if you are subscribed to the YouTube channel, hit the notification bell. I forget to say that because it sounds so cliche, but it genuinely does help, okay? You're not going to see a video of mine unless you hit that bell. Especially with how all of my shit is copyrighted. Like, I don't do it for the money, okay? If the money comes, that's great. But I love making motherfuckers laugh, and I love making people comment some funny shit. Like, a video from 2 years ago of mine where somebody commented, "How do you forget you were a doctor?" I wasn't, by the way, but I want to make that clear, but it's still funny to think about it like that. Ew. And, yeah. So, yeah, two videos coming up. I'm not going to spoil the second one. I do want to go back and talk about Omar Apollo a bit more. Fuck, that was a good art piece. Art piece? That was a good guy. Good musician, okay? Now, the venue was interesting because, I don't know, walking in, it just kind of felt bigger and bigger as we continued. And the more I was waiting to see the guy, the more I thought, okay, something's going to happen, right? Is it going to be like some big thriller thing? I honestly thought Malcolm Todd was going to knock it out of the park and be like the main event. I'm sorry to say, he was pretty good. Don't get me wrong, he was great. But when Omar Apollo came on, that's all we were talking about for the next week. Like, it got to the point where, I'm not going to say who, but someone around me was emotional. It was not me or my girlfriend. Someone who we had at the concert got emotional, started crying at the end. And I get it. I really fucking get it. That last song just struck the heart. Because Omar starts putting videos of himself when he was a kid with his parents and everything. And his parents were in the audience. It was so nice, dude. Like, he really sang his heart out. Like, and that's genuinely difficult for an artist to do, is to put their heart on their sleeve like that. And to do it in front of 17,000 people. And, dude, fuck. I love that ending song, by the way. I know I said the other song was really good, but there's another one that was absolutely fucking, you know, beautiful. Hang on, what was the song called again? I found it. The song is called Glow. You can hear it on Spotify, granted, but when we were watching it, it was nice. It was very sweet for him to have like a heartfelt family moment on screen. Him as a kid, his brothers and sisters, his parents recording it, talking about it. And that was nice. That was really good. Whew. Am I getting emotional? Probably, because it was a really good part of the song. I'm getting emotional over a fucking genre of music I've never even cared about to begin with. But like, now I'm here like, okay, I get it. Fuck. I get why the audience was so quiet, reaching their hands out. Fucking cameras in the air. Everyone waving it. You know, when you're part of that, it hits different. And it feels good. I kind of understand that mentality now. You know, where you see people in a big crowd. And it's the whole stereotype where it's like, how's everyone doing today? And everyone just goes, ah! Like, it's not like you're hearing every single individual, right? But being part of the crowd was nice. I definitely stood out. Listen, I hate to... What are the chances of what I'm about to say next coming true? Listen, if you were the person sitting behind me at one of the farthest rows in the back, I'm sorry. Because there was a girl, I don't know who the fuck it was, right? Everyone else around us was silent, but she kept screaming her head off. And at some point, I turned around, and I just, like, my girlfriend said, you could see the white of my eyes just turn red from anger. I was basically like, bitch, shut the fuck up. Yeah, I'm a poor sport. Fuck, man. For like the white of my eyes to just like turn, I was like, are you finished? Enough. We hear you screaming. We get it. It's funny because like I was getting hangry at this point, and the little Nutter Butters that I brought in were not enough. I don't know if you guys know this about me, but I get really hangry. Like if I'm hungry, and we're doing something, like, my mood's ruined. I hate to say it, but I gotta fucking eat. And by the way, after the concert, the real showstopper for me, the real fucking OG, was the fucking taqueria that we went to. We had some fucking, what was it called? It was on the spindle. What's it called? Al Pastor Tacos. We had Al Pastor Tacos. And it was just all better, honestly. It was like so all better. Honestly. Why am I violently Mexican right now? Like, is there any other way to describe how I was feeling right now? Yeah, violently Mexican is definitely the word I'd use. My arms are getting bigger, by the way. I fucking love going to the gym. But holy shit, I really pushed myself too far. As in, the day after. You know when you finish working out and you can't really walk right? It's the same as when you take a big shit and your legs fall asleep. You're kind of walking funny for a bit. That's kind of where I'm at right now, but with my arms. And no... What? Anyway, concert was great. 10 out of 10. I would absolutely go to another one. I'd probably buy better tickets, like the ones we were at. In total, for three tickets, I spent $150. Listen, I hate to say this. I didn't do any research on the artists that we were watching. And that's what made it stand out more to me. I wanted it to be a complete surprise. I mentioned in the past on the podcast that I don't mind having spoilers for stuff like movies and TV shows or books or whatever, right? It's different when you're going to a concert because it's going to hit different. Like, for me, I wanted to go in completely blind. My first thought was, okay, this guy's selling millions of tickets worldwide. He must have some talent, right? Yeah. Yeah, he did. Really good job, by the way, Omar. And I'm sorry I tagged you on my story and I said Omar Opopo because I spelled his name wrong. I did it on purpose, obviously, for comedic effect. But I don't think he found it funny because, like, Malcolm Todd, the artist that we were watching, liked my brother's story because he was there with us. Motherfucking Malcolm Todd liked his story. Like, that's sick as fuck, dude. I know for a fact they're probably seeing my account. They're all like, who the fuck is this loser? I'm Meet We Podcast. Nice to meet you. Well, nice to make your acquaintance anyway. It was a really good show. I loved it. I would absolutely go to another one. Again, better tickets next time because sitting way in the back was not it. Especially when the fucking singer for Brockhampton comes out. Starts hyping the fuck out of the crowd. Really starts feeling himself. He had some of the coolest visuals. But at the end, it was Omar's show. So, you know, he really stole the show right back. You know, I bought this bottle of soap earlier. I can't fucking find it. And it's really bugging me. I really like that soap. I hope some motherfucker didn't take it. Without permission, mind you. It's my bottle of soap that The Rock made. It's the Papatui brand, you know the one? I like it. I don't know about you guys, but I really fucking like The Rock's products. I need to quit kissing ass. This whole podcast, I've just been doing that. Alright, how about we have some criticisms? Why the fuck did the venue take my Dr. Pepper? Like, they let me keep my bottle of water, they let me keep my cookies, they let me keep my snacks, they let me keep a lot of stuff, right? Not my Dr. Pepper. And I brought two of them, so I had to throw them out. What the fuck? And then my girl said, you should have opened the cans and poured them out. Like, maybe they just wanted a snack, you know? Well, if they wanted it, they got it. I mean, it's theirs, you know? What's theirs is theirs. That's a weird rule, right? Like, you can have every other snack, even this bottled water, but don't bring a soda. A soda! Weird. I still don't get the rule. I have a feeling it has to do with sponsorships, but I'm not too sure. Speaking of sponsorship, this episode is... I'm kidding. Fuck with you. I'm fuck with you. Hey, calm down. Anyway, cool show. I do have that gripe. I mean, it's annoying, but what am I going to do? You know, I mean, it wasn't even like a big can of Dr. Pepper. I had to put it in my fanny pack, and it was like, you know those mini cans? Yeah, it kind of sucked. My stomach's growling right now. I already fucking ate. Greedy! Greedy. Oh, fuck. You know what? Listen, I love to stay and talk, but I need a nap at least a little bit. I've had a long day. I need to recover my fucking muscles. I'm actually tired. I'm genuinely fucking exhausted. I've had a long week. But like a fun week, you know? I want to talk about the next thing, because two things have happened. And honestly, the second thing is, like, for me, way cooler, and I love it, but I made a video about it, or at least I'm working on it. I'm having a great time this week. Holy shit, one of the members from One Direction just died. Like, holy shit, what's his name? Liam Payne, former One Direction member, dies at 31 in Argentinian hotel fall. You know what's crazy is the other day my girl was telling me about this, but I wanted to mention it on the podcast. When I say the other day, I mean, well, I work nights, so last night I was at work, and she calls me and tells me this. She was a huge fan. fuck, man. What an eventful fucking set of weeks it's been. And also, it's finally getting colder. Thank you, October, for finally fucking cooling down. I miss when October was cold. Wild. Let's read further into this, because I actually didn't get any details last night. Buenos Aires police say in a statement that Payne fell from the third floor of the Casa Sur Hotel in the trendy Palermo neighborhood of Argentina's capital, resulting in extremely serious injuries. Medics confirmed his death on the spot. Holy shit, a fucking ad popped up. Wow! Fuck you, man! Fuck you, AP News. That's fucking annoying. That's fucking bullshit. I was reading the article, right? AP News decides, here's an ad. Also, when you close out the ad, it refreshes the page and loses your pace. How about you go fuck yourself, AP News? Fucking piece of shit. You dumbass cunt! Fuck! I've been going to the gym. I don't know if you guys could tell that I have a bit more energy, and I'm really glad that I do have it. However, with great power comes great high blood pressure. That's about it. Anyway, AP News, go fuck yourself. Yeah, the guy's dead. He fell from a balcony three stories up. I think, if I remember correctly, that would be a survivable fall, but most likely he fell like flat, and that would definitely cause internal injuries, which is fucked up because there's a certain amount of, like, there's a certain height where you can survive a fall, but you will be, like, pretty badly injured, and there's like a threshold where once you reach that and you fall from that height, you're gone pretty much no matter what. But this does suck. This is tragic. So, yeah. If you were a fan of One Direction, one of the main guys died. I don't know much about One Direction, but I know for a fact that they had a lot of people that were huge fans of them. And it is very tragic to see that this happened to someone so young. He was 31 years old. So, this is out of nowhere. You know what I mean? Like, I even asked my girl. I said, "How old is he?" How long has the group been gone, you know? Like, they weren't that gone. They weren't gone for that long. But yeah, he's gone. That sucks, man. That fucking sucks. Falling from a balcony, too. I mean, I wonder if he was, like, on anything. Like, I wonder if he was drunk or if maybe the balcony just gave way. I don't know, man. Sometimes I've been seeing these videos on fucking Twitter recently where people will get on, like, the edges of balconies and, like, the guardrails will give way. There was, like, this school in Mexico where a bunch of kids fell, like, some of them died. I think it was three stories up again, but they fell on top of each other because it was such a big group of them, all of them on the guardrails, and they all collapsed. And my first thought is, who do you blame in that situation? You know what I mean? You blame the guy that built the building? That sucks. Though, you know, that really sucks. Rest in peace to that guy. Hey, I want to talk about something, though. There's this YouTuber I watch, and I hate to say it, but every now and then, I'll see him post stuff, and I just think maybe he's going to get an award from the FBI, if you know what I mean. If you don't know what I mean, it's even worse to explain it. Basically, this guy, he really goes in depth with his videos, and this time he might have gone, I'm not going to say too far, but it's definitely a good documentary. It is called, let's see, Flesh Simulator. Made a video recently called Serial Killing for Fun and Profit. It's 50 minutes long. It's worth the watch. And there's something about it that's just bone chilling. I don't know. I love it. Dude, seriously, Flesh Simulator, you're fucking sick, dude. I love it. So I don't know. His whole aesthetic and everything, you know? It just... He looks like the term Death Grips, the musicians. Oh, man. Something's really stuck in my head the other day. And I remember years ago, I mentioned that I used to go to this dairy that was very clearly haunted because I used to deliver their feed for their cattle. And a lot of people don't know that some of these dairies are like fine. Some of them are kind of dilapidated. Some of them are like brand new, state-of-the-art technology. And then there are some that are horror stories. One of them, I'm not going to name the name, okay? It's a place of business and I don't want them to, you know, I don't want to piss them off. Even though I never go back there anymore. It's known by its name. Because when people talk about it, everyone just says, oh, you're not going there, are you? This is an urban legend, the going there. Because a lot of people have reported going there and strange sightings, weird feelings. There's no, like, you have to drive for 20 minutes down this dirt road. And eventually you get to the dairy, but going down that road is a nightmare. It's like some Mad Max type shit because the road is so dilapidated. You can actually flip over a truck driving down there. And if you're in a car, good luck, because those potholes are so big that you could probably just fall into one entirely with your vehicle. There has been reports of a snake so big that it could definitely eat a person there. And it's the pet of the owner. Like, he keeps it on the property and he's like, yeah, I mean, this thing is probably big enough to eat a child, but you know what? We have it around to eat whatever varmint are on the property. Okay, cool. That's horrifying. Please tell me that before I walk over it, because I thought it was a fucking garden hose. My God. The other horse story I heard, this one fucking got me, because my coworker, I talked about him. He said, no way, you're talking about Rocking Horse? We haven't been there in years. And then he tells me about this incident that happened. This was during the night shift, so it was already bad enough, because this place does not have lighting. So he said, one time I went to the milk house, and I look to my right, and I look off in the distance, and I see a guy in a, you know, those blue collar shirts, where it's just a blue shirt with a name tag. And he's just standing there, off in the distance, not moving, staring in my direction. He wasn't waving, he wasn't responding to anything. And I got a bad feeling about that guy. So I go in the milk house, and I start talking to the people. This is me talking in his perspective, by the way. And I ask him, hey, who is that coworker out there? I've never seen him before. And the milkers locks eyes with him. And he goes, everybody in this milk house is the only people on the property right now. I don't know who you just saw. My coworker then runs outside and the man disappears. This was in the dead of midnight. Fuck, dude. I mean, this fucking job, man. This fucking job. This specific place, I've been myself once. One time I went there, right? It was 2 a.m. Pitch black. Oh, okay. There's a thing you have to know about nature. In nature, there's always going to be some background sound. You know, there's always going to be crickets chirping. There's always going to be something of the sort, right? When there is dead silence, you should be concerned because something much bigger is around there. I remember going at 2 a.m, my engine turned off, I had a flashlight and my hands were shaking, you know, just one of those feelings. There was no sound at all. It was dead silence. There was no lights. And for some reason, I don't know what the hell it was, but the stars weren't shining. Except for two bright little stars off in the distance in the field. Staring, just staring at me, man. I don't know what it was. I didn't bother to go check. All I know is I felt at least like I was being watched. Oh, man. Just thinking about it gives me chills, man. I don't want to think about it because I'm back here in the recording studio on my own. It's broad daylight now, but I still get chills thinking about it. I'd rather not think about it. So, perks of my job is that you get some cool fucking stories to tell, you know, around the table. Where, like, some coworkers, you'll talk to them and they'll be like, yeah, man, this place is some creepy shit. There's also one specific place in this specific dairy. I'm not giving names. Again, not giving names. However, it's known for one thing, this dry canal. And the canal itself is rumored to have been the cause of the owner's son drowning right there in the canal. The canal since has never been filled with water, and they refuse to let water through it. So one time during a flood, it did start filling up, and the owner immediately said, "Empty it now. Empty that shit now." They were fucking vehemently telling people, "Get the water out of that fucking place." I don't know why the fuck. Oh my god, this fucking job, man. I love it. Anyway, that's gonna do it for this episode of the Meatweed Podcast. I do have to work on 2 YouTube videos, and my phone is currently full to the brim with little clips that I have to edit together. So I'll see you guys next week. Hopefully, the YouTube video will be out by then. No promises, to be honest. It's a lot of work. See you guys.